Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 11th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "The disciples approached Jesus and said, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, 'Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me.'" The disciples ask a question that echoes through every generation: who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It is an understandable question. We all want our lives to matter. We want to know that we have done enough, accomplished enough, prayed enough, sacrificed enough. Even in the spiritual life, we can become quietly fascinated with greatness. Jesus answers their question in the most unexpected way. He does not point to the strongest disciple, the wisest teacher, or the one who has performed the greatest miracles. Instead, he calls a child, a little child, into the center of the room. Imagine the scene. The disciples are discussing rank and importance. Jesus interprets their conversation by placing before them someone who possesses none of the qualities they admire. In the ancient world, children had no social status, no authority, no influence. They depended entirely upon others. Yet Jesus says, "Unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Notice his first word, turn. The Greek word implies conversion, a complete change of direction. Jesus is not asking us to add childlike qualities to our adult accomplishments. He is inviting us to abandon an entire way of measuring life. The kingdom of God is entered not by climbing higher. This teaching touches something deep within the contemplative tradition of our faith. The saints continually reminded us that the greatest obstacle between ourselves and God is not our weakness, of self-sufficiency, vision that holiness is something we achieve by our own effort. We subtly believe that if we pray enough, know enough theology, or perform enough good works, we will somehow earn God's intimacy. But children know something that adults often forget: they receive. A child lives by trust. Every meal is a gift. Every embrace is welcomed. Every new day is received with wonder. A child does not wake wondering how to deserve love. Simply accepted. This is precisely the posture that God desires. A great Carmelite mystic, Saint Therese of Lisieux, called this the little way. She realized she could never climb the mountain of perfection through her own strength. Instead, she chose to become spiritually little, to carry her where she could never go alone. She compared herself to a small child reaching out to be lifted into her father's arms. Which captures today's gospel beautifully. Many of us spend our lives trying to prove ourselves worthy of God's love. Jesus asks something entirely different. He asks us to trust that we are already loved. Once heard a story about an elderly priest who spent decades hearing confessions. His life, someone asked him what he had learned after listening to thousands of souls seeking God. He smiled gently and said, "Most people come into the confessional trying to convince God they are better than they really are. Saints come in discovering they are more deeply loved than they ever imagined." Profound difference. One approach begins with ourselves, the other is with God. Children begin with trust because they know they cannot carry life alone. Perhaps that is why suffering often becomes a hidden doorway into holiness. Illness, disappointment, aging, experiences strip away the illusion that we are in control. Discover our limitations. First, this feels like failure. Yet spiritually, it can become our greatest blessing because it returns us to dependence. The Desert Fathers used to say that the closer we come to God, the smaller we become in our own eyes. Not because we think less of ourselves, but because we become increasingly captivated by God's greatness. Humility is not self-hatred. Humility is an accurate vision. It is seeing ourselves as beloved creatures whose very existence is sustained by grace. Jesus continues, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." This movement beyond personal humility into the way we treat others. Kingdom is recognized whenever we welcome those who have little to offer us in return. The overlooked child, the lonely widow, the immigrant, the person living with dementia, the struggling addict, the difficult family member, quiet parishioner no one notices. Christ identifies himself with those whom society easily overlooks. In contemplative prayer, we slowly learn that every human face becomes a sacrament of Christ's presence. Cease evaluating people according to usefulness, success, intelligence, or influence, seeing with the eyes of God. The child standing before Jesus is not merely an example. The child is an icon of trust, an icon of dependence, an icon of receptivity. Indeed, an icon of Christ himself, who emptied himself completely into the Father's hands. Perhaps our greatest spiritual growth is not becoming more impressive, becoming more available, less defended, less anxious about our image, less concerned with recognition, more willing to be taught, to receive, more willing simply to belong to God. The ongoing challenge of today's gospel is beautifully simple, though not easy. Throughout today, pause several times and quietly pray, "Father, I receive this moment from your hand." Whether the moment brings joy or inconvenience, success or disappointment, resist the temptation to control it immediately. Instead, receive it first as a child receives a gift. This simple practice soften your heart to greater trust. You may discover that the kingdom is not something you strive to reach, something you can to through humble openness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Free us from our endless need to appear important, successful, or strong. Teach us the holy freedom of spiritual childhood. Give us hearts that trust more than they control, receive more than they grasp, without calculating reward. Open our eyes to recognize your Son in every humble person we meet, especially those whom the world overlooks. Make us little enough to enter your kingdom and joyful enough to live there even now. Pray through Christ our Lord. If you found a moment of grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe.